In the previous video, we learned that no philosophy is religiously neutral. Every philosophy begins with a foundational belief about what is ultimate, self-existent, and independent. Christian philosophy begins with the God revealed in Scripture. Genesis 1:1 declares, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is not one being within the universe. He is not a spiritual force, an impersonal energy, or the highest member of a larger order. God alone is uncreated and self-existent. Everything else depends upon Him." This creator-creation distinction is foundational to Christian philosophy. Matter is not ultimate. Spiritual energy is not ultimate. Human consciousness is not ultimate. Reason, physical laws, social agreement, and religious experience are not self-existent. They all belong to creation. The Bible reveals this one creator as the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Christians do not believe in three gods. We confess one God who eternally exists as three distinct persons. The Father is God. The Son is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Father is not the Son. The Son is not the Holy Spirit, yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are the one true God. Jesus commanded his disciples to baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The word name is singular. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit share the one divine identity. The triune God created the world freely. God did not create because he was incomplete or lonely. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit eternally share perfect love and fellowship. Creation exists because of God's wisdom, goodness, and purpose. Colossians 1 teaches that all things were created through Jesus Christ and for Him. In Christ, all things hold together. This means that creation does not possess meaning independently of Christ. Every dimension of life belongs under His lordship. Physical life, thought, emotion, language, relationships, work, justice, beauty, love, and faith are all dimensions of God's created order. None of these dimensions can explain all the others. For example, human life cannot be reduced entirely to matter, but neither can it be reduced entirely to spirit, consciousness, survival, or personal ability. Scientology identifies the deepest self as the Thetan, an immortal spiritual being that uses or operates through a body. Christianity offers a different account. A human being is an embodied creature made in God's image. Genesis 1:27 says, "God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him, male and female, he created them." The body is not merely equipment used by the true spiritual self. Embodiment is part of our God-designed humanity. We think, feel, worship, communicate, love, work, suffer, and serve as whole persons. The image of God also gives every human being God-given value. Human worth does not increase with spiritual advancement, intelligence, productivity, emotional control, wealth, or personal ability. A newborn child bears God's image. A person with a disability bears God's image. A person experiencing weakness, fear, grief, or confusion bears God's image. A Scientologist bears God's image. Human value comes from God's creative act, not from a person's spiritual achievement. Sin has distorted human life, but it has not erased the image of God. People remain responsible before God and worthy of neighbor love, justice, protection, and truthful ministry. A Christian leader might ask a Scientologist, "When you describe yourself as a spiritual being operating a body, what role does the body have in your true identity?" After listening, the Christian may ask, "May I explain why Christians believe the body is an essential part of the human person and of God's plan of redemption?" Christian hope is not escape from embodiment. The eternal Son became flesh. Jesus lived a truly embodied human life. He died bodily, rose bodily, and promises bodily resurrection to those who belong to Him. The Christian confession is not that spiritual beings must rise above creation. It is that the triune God created the world, entered his creation in Jesus Christ, and is redeeming whole persons for life in the new creation. The central ministry principle is this: God alone is self-existent, everything else is created and dependent upon him. Human beings are not autonomous spiritual selves, but embodied image bearers whose identity, value, and purpose are found under the lordship of the triune God.